The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Go. Okay. Great. Yes. So welcome. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Happy Hour. Delighted to see you, to be with you in this moment in time, practicing together. So for the practice, this time together, sometime last week we talked about embodiment, how important embodiment is in the practice of metta, embodiment, feeling in the body, being in the body. And mindfulness of the body as the basis for metta, as the basis for every practice in every meditative practice is so, so important. In fact, the Buddha has said that without mindfulness of the body, there is no awakening, there is no nirvana, there is no experience of the deathless, as nirvana or nirvana is translated as. So mindfulness of the body is so important, this feeling embodied, sensing is so important. It's not an inferior or preliminary practice. It's not like, okay, I've done mindfulness of the body and now I want to go to the mindfulness of the mind and all the other goodies. No, not, mindfulness of the body is so important to always base, to always root, to always ground our practice in the body, in the lived experience of the moment, in the sensations, in the perceptions. So it is so important that we can't have enough of it. Cannot possibly have enough of mindfulness of the body as the basis for metta, as the basis for vipassana, for mindfulness practice. It's always coming back to it. And I've been practicing now for almost a couple of decades, and I keep rediscovering more and more beauty, more and more nuances, more ways in which mindfulness of the body keeps opening up for me. And it's just such a delight that it keeps opening up. It keeps, I keep realizing, wow, body as the ground, as the basis, as the experience, the moment-to-moment sensations, as the ground of experience, as the womb of metta. So that's what I would like to bring in for us in this practice, the appreciation of being embodied, feeling the sensations, etc., as a basis for metta, for cultivating goodwill, for cultivating friendliness, for the cultivation. So that is the intention for our practice. And let's get started. Yeah, actually, maybe I'll do things a little differently. I'll pause and see if there are any questions. You can type in chat if there are any questions before we get started. As I've set the ground, I don't see any questions coming. So, okay. All right. Well, so let's get started then. So I would like to ask you, invite you, this is the perfect time to get into your meditation posture. See what is supportive to you. Maybe you need to sit up straighter a little bit. Maybe you need to lie down. See what this body needs from you in this moment. See what is needed. And landing in the body, arriving in the body. I'd like to invite you to feel your sit bones, the pelvic bone, connected to the cushion, well rooted, expansive, connecting, as if there were suction cups under your bottom, really connecting you. Sense of stability, not wobbly, but really hugging, contacting, embracing. Cushion that you're sitting on, your seat. Letting your bottom really hug, in an expansive way, land, relax on the cushion. From the stable, connected base, feeling your torso, the sense of dignity, extend upward, feeling the alignment through your lower back, mid back, raising up your neck as if your neck is feeling lifted. Your head is feeling taller, feeling this whole line from the top of your head all the way down. Your sit bones. Imagining that there's an invisible line, there's an invisible thread connected to your head, pulling up, so that you can sit up without any effort. And letting your whole body, letting your muscles relax, trusting that your skeleton, your torso, with a sense of integrity is holding you up. Now the rest of the body can relax. Softening and relaxing your face. Letting your forehead, be smooth. The skin doesn't need to be taut, be stretched and smooth. Your eyes resting in their socket. Your cheeks. Relax your jaw. Maybe falling a little open. And closing to whatever feels comfortable, or maybe there's still some space between your teeth. Softening, relaxing the neck. Ah, putting down the proverbial weight off of your shoulders, putting it down. Letting your shoulders, necks relax, soften. At the same time, putting down the weight of daily concerns, worries, what has come up already today or what will be coming up on your to-do list, putting it down right now, bowing to it, taking refuge in this moment in the body. Inviting your chest. Soften and relax. Inviting your arms. Oh, your arms. Your elbows. Your wrists. Feeling heavy. Your hands. Allowing the whole weight of the arms and hands to rest, the whole weight resting. Thereby inviting your shoulders to relax. Neck to relax some more. Ah. Inviting your chest, your upper back, your abdomen, your lower back. Soften. To be receptive, to receive the breath. Moving throughout your abdomen and chest. Inviting. Lighting your lower abdomen to relax. Ah. Offer its weight to the cushion, the groin area, your sit bones. Inviting your legs to offer up their weight to the chair, to the earth. Your knees, your lower legs and feet. inviting the whole body, checking in with the whole body. If any tension has crept in, at the next out-breath, to let go some more, drop in. In fact, let's take the next three out-breaths. At the end, every out-breath, challenge yourself to let go of more tightness, tension, relax, drop in more. And if you feel you're completely relaxed, challenge yourself, let yourself be surprised at the next out-breath. Realizing you can still go deeper. Continuing to let go and receive and receive the breath. Receiving, letting go. Receiving the breath in the abdomen, and letting go any tension anywhere in the body at the out-breath. Maybe if it's helpful, we can ever so softly whisper to yourself. In your mind, receive, full body receiving, let go. I'd like to invite you to experiment with letting your in-breath take a few in-breaths. Let them be a little longer than usual. Let the out-breath be even longer than the in-breath. In breath, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Out breath, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Receiving, slowly letting go, gently. And now let your breath, let your breathing be natural. Completely natural, however it is, not controlling it at all. We're just experimenting. Receiving, letting go. And if thoughts are arising, as you're receiving the breath and letting go, experiment with receiving and letting go of the thoughts together with the breath in your body, not in your head, but in your abdomen, in your sit bones. Receiving, letting go. Allow your awareness, as you're aware of the breath being received in the abdomen, let the sensations of breathing in the abdomen be perceived by the organ of perception, that's the body, not by your head. Sensing the raw sensations from the inside. By the abdomen itself. By the body itself. Tingling, the expansion, the tightness, sense of flow. Inviting yourself to feel, sense, or be sensed, sensations of breathing, abdomen, maybe chest, sit bones, legs, wherever they present themselves to you most clearly. Receiving the sensations. The sense of discrimination. And the sensation is present when it's absent. The inhale and exhale. Noticing, receiving something, some sensation in the body, breathing in the body that you were not noticing 5 minutes ago. Something new again, maybe on the top of your abdomen. Some sensations in the back of your abdomen, or the sides, or the bottom, or anywhere else in your body. And staying with it. I'd like to invite you to experiment with something. As you are receiving, as the breath is being received, the sensations are being sensed. The raw sensations of tingling, contact, expansion, touch, warmth. Coolness. Sensations of movement of the breath. Imagining that each and every sensation that's felt, that's sensed, whether pleasant or unpleasant, any sensation, the body. Maybe easier to start with the pleasant sensations. Imagine they're a little smile. They have little smiley faces. Each of these sensations. Whole bunch of little sensations with little smiley faces. The smile being a message of friendliness, message of goodwill, message of metta, message of care. So that each and every sensation in the body is intertwined with the perception of goodwill, friendliness, ease, safety. Whichever of those aspects work for you right now, whether it's safety or ease, friendliness. For those who are visual, one thing you can experiment with is to imagine these little icons, the little smileys, the yellow faces with a big smile, like little buttons, wherever there is a sensation. Lots of little ones popping everywhere. Sparkling. Sensations. Smiling. Sense of ease, goodwill, safety, friendliness. Your body imbued with them. Sensations in your abdomen, breath expanding, little smileys, the movement. Maybe a whole feeling of safety, ease, just brushing up and down through your nose, through your chest, abdomen, whole body, the whole body, or maybe your sit bones. All the little points of contact, connection. Little goodwill wishes. May you be well, may you be well. All the sensations holding you with safety and care and goodwill. Say what works for you. Play around. Be creative. Let your body be imbued with sensations of metta. And if you wish, you can also experiment with some challenging sensations in the body, if there's any discomfort, to also see those sensations, even if unpleasant, still with smileys, with a sense of goodwill. That's how the body is showing its care. It's letting you know that it needs care. It's giving you its message of care, goodwill, by communicating to you as to what's happening, instead of shutting down. The sensation's alive, communicating goodwill. See if that's accessible also. Now see if you can wear a smile on your lips. Experiment smiling back at all the sensations with goodwill, with care for this body. Smile of care for the body while the sensations also communicate a sense of care, goodwill. Both giving and receiving. The field of goodwill that is the body. Friendliness. Ease. Benevolence. Now for the last moment of this practice period, receiving whatever arose or did not arise wholeheartedly with a smile, whatever came up during this practice period, and letting go, receive and let go, letting go of any expectations. Any attachment to outcome. You tried. You did your best. Your aspiration was to show up as best as it was available. Now letting go of any expectations, any judgments, and appreciating yourself for having shown up, and having tried. Just where you are. Exactly where you are. Thank you for your practice, everyone. Lovely to practice with you. So we'll just take a couple minutes, if you like, to share any reflections in chat from what came up for you. Maybe a word or two or a phrase. And what I'll share for me is getting really settled in the body can feel so nourishing and so settling and so happy making. And the sense of metta can flow from that. So any reflections you'd like to share before we go into small groups? And if you raise your hand, I won't see you, so you just have to unmute yourself. Which you're welcome to do. Prajna says appreciative is the word that comes up for them. Ollie, yeah, you're welcome, Ollie. We're discovering new feelings of relaxation, much needed after a difficult night. Thank you, Ollie, for joining us and joining and practicing. Glad it was, it was deeply relaxing. Neil offers totally chillaxed. Thanks, Neil. Chillaxed, I love that word. Yeah. Kim offers, my body feels calm and filled with sparkles. I love it. So does mine. Ready for a nap. Yeah. Lovely. So I'll take one pause while I set up the practice meetings, and I'll discuss. So going to the practice, the small group meetings, the invitation is to keep the feeling of relaxedness, as chillaxed, as much relaxed as you are, and see if there can be being with others from that space. And don't let the sense of anxiety or fear of, oh my God, now I have to talk with people. You don't have to. You can just be silent and be together with this lovely group of people. If you haven't been in the group yet, it's a lovely group of people. They're going to hold you with metta. They're going to hold you with kindness. No need for fear of an anxiety of rejection or how you need to show up or this or that. There's no need. So just show up as you are and feel and hold yourself with kindness in showing up, and trust that others are holding you with kindness and trusting others' kindness. And whatever words want to come up, sharing your experience is fine. And if no words come up, that's fine too. And the prompt is always the practice for you. And you can say, I fell asleep. I snored through the whole thing. That's fine. Or you can say, I loved it, or I didn't. It doesn't matter so much what you say, but how you show up. Just showing up, just as you are, not needing to be a particular way, is an act of metta, is an act of friendliness for yourself, to accept yourself so much, to show up as you are, trusting that you're accepted just as you are. You don't have to show up any differently. So, and if not out of fear, but if you really have to go and take care of others, perfectly fine to drop off now if you need to, but please don't do that out of fear. So I will create the breakout rooms now. And there will be a size of three. And again, just showing up exactly as you are. Don't have to be any different. So here we go. I'm going to, open the rooms. Oh, yeah, so it's a great breakout rooms. And one more thing I need to do here. Okay, I think we are ready. Here we go, dear ones. Okay, yes, okay. And if you need to leave, completely understandable. I see Yvette says, it's 4 a.m. your time. It's okay, Yvette. Thanks for showing up. Take good care. All right, I'm going to open the rooms now. Welcome back, everyone. So we have a few minutes for reflections. But before that, I wanted to just appreciate a couple of other reflections that we had before we went into groups. One was by Ruth, saying she felt relaxed still and yet feeling all the aches and pains too, which I really appreciate hearing that. And Yuka offered, thank you. The mind that was thinking about the future slowly turned to the present. It was as if I was thinking about tomorrow's weather. It was a very nice weather now. Lovely. That's so well put. Beautifully put. I love your use of language, Yuka. And that's actually, it's profound what, Yuka, you're sharing with everyone, because a lot of times we're thinking about tomorrow, and then when we turn here to the body, when there is this deliciousness, the weather here is actually pretty good. There is no need to reach for thoughts, and especially when they're unpleasant. So that and mindfulness of the body can really show us that. So whoever wants to, I see Bill, you're unmuted. Would you like to share something?
I didn't realize I was on mute.
Oh, never mind. Okay. I don't want to put you on the spot. It's all good. Yeah. Michelle from Australia is, you're very welcome, Michelle. So glad that you could join and hope you join again. Megan asks, can you talk a bit on being present with body dukkha? Our group talked mostly about this. Yeah, great. Thank you for bringing that up, because I'll talk actually from my present moment experience, because I'm having plenty of body dukkha right now as I'm sitting. There's plenty of pain in my back and shoulders. I've hurt my shoulders anyway. So with this practice, I mean, there's so many different ways to work with body dukkha, but specifically the practice that we just did, I want to talk about applying this to body dukkha. So a lot of times when there is body dukkha, body pain, we have a sense of ill will towards it. Like, how dare you ache? We want it to go away. There's a conflictual relationship. Which I'm saying in using the word ill will, like, go away, shoulder pain, go away, back pain. Why are you here? And then also the ill will also sometimes turns to ourselves. Why did I do wrong? So there are stories. So there are different types of conflict that come up with body dukkha. One is about the pain itself. Why is it here? It shouldn't be here. And being angry at it, upset about it, making, so that's one layer. And then that's one arrow with the teaching of this two arrows, second arrow. And the second arrow is, why is it here? What did I do wrong? Maybe it'll never go away. I'll never be able to sit again for 30 minutes without having pain. All the stories. So my invitation for the practice we just did is a sense of goodwill. If you imagine, these little smiley faces I was suggesting, or anything else that works for you, seeing even the body pain as a goodwill signal, because it's so much healthier for us to, for the body to communicate to us, to know, for us to know there's something off, than if we didn't have any signals at all that something is off. So actually interpreting that as a goodwill signal, interpreting the pain as a signal of goodwill and care. So changing our relationship, perhaps, that's an invitation this way. And similarly, changing our own sense of metta, as I was inviting us at the very end, to have a big smile, like greeting the whole body, hi body, hi, smiling at it. So it's a sense of metta, goodwill, friendliness towards the body, even if it's hurting. So in the case of dukkha, pain, the pain is smiling at us. Hi, I love you. I need attention. I love you. I know you're hurting. So there's a sense of compassion. So both, there can be ease in that meeting of holding and receiving body pain with friendliness. So I hope that answered your question, Megan. Yeah, great. So, and I see it's 7 o'clock Pacific time. So thank you all for joining us, joining yourselves, joining each other for this beautiful, lovely practice. We do this practice not just for ourselves, but for all beings whose lives we touch, we come in contact with. So may all beings be safe, happy, healthy, have ease, including ourselves. Thanks, everyone. See you on Wednesday. Tomorrow, Diana is teaching. You can unmute yourself and say goodbye. It's such a lovely ritual to hear your cacophony of voices.
Thank you, Nina.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, everyone.
Bye.
Be well.
Thank you, Nikki.
Thank you. Bye, everyone.
Bye, Marie. Thank you.
Bye.